to start off, now that both the House and Senate have passed the Farm Bill, tell me some of your thoughts.
Good news for Ohio farmers and good news for Midwestern farmers. Over the last year or so, I did a number of roundtables with Ohio farmers from all regions of the state, as did my staff separately also with me and separately, and just to get more input into how we write this bill. I'm the first Ohioan on the Agriculture Committee in the last half century, and I know how important agriculture is to this state. We were able to get our local farms bill as part of this to encourage farmers and give incentives to consumers for farmers to sell their products directly to consumers. We did some major improvement in water quality for Lake Erie, good support for dairy, good support for nutrition, good support for building the safety net and expanding crop insurance, I think this bill also is an economic, a rural development bill, and it will have investments to combat the opioid public health crisis.
And why is it so important to have those provisions at a time where farmers continue to face, you know, a down farm economy and low commodity prices?
Yeah, the last time we wrote the Farm Bill, commodity prices were, if not soaring, were high 5-6 years ago, and now it's a different time, and that's why you modernize this bill. You update it every 5 years. It's why we were able to pass it in the Senate with 87 votes. An unprecedented number of senators voted for it because it was done right in the bipartisan way, because it helps with the safety net when farmers are hurting from low prices or from other things outside their control, weather patterns with climate change and all that's happening that way to Ohio agriculture and American agriculture. And we know that the opioid public health crisis is greater today than it was before the last Farm Bill. And so we've done investments in telemedicine and in rural health and safety programs that will help with treatment and prevention and education for families.
I know you went over some of the provisions that you're pleased to see in the Farm Bill, but I know you were involved in a lot of those. So just tell me how you feel about this version of the Farm Bill that has passed.
Yeah, probably three things that we were most involved in that will matter and for a lot of farmers. Most importantly, with Senator Thune, the South Dakota Republican, on the agriculture risk coverage program, we updated that so farmers can apply for it and have that safety net when prices are low or weather conditions are not optimal, say, for farmers. And included in that is an amendment to expand crop insurance for farmers looking to plant malting barley for the state's growing beer industry, something with hemp, with more hemp production we're going to probably see in the next 5 years. Second thing that really mattered, I think, is our work with two Republican senators from Iowa on improving water quality for the tributaries, the creeks, and ultimately the Auglaize and the Blanchard, which feed into the Maumee River, which feeds into Lake Erie, and preventing algae blooms and helping farmers work on those conservation programs. And last is our Local Farms Act. It includes permanent funding to help farmers sell their products directly to consumers. And that's good for the environment. It's good for farmers making profits. It's good for consumers to buy fresh produce grown locally. All that creates rural jobs, and we know what's happened in rural economies in far too many cases.
And next up for the Farm Bill is the President's desk. Do you think that will be a smooth process?
The question was always the House of Representatives. The House passed a very partisan bill that had a real political tinge to it. It passed only, failed the first time. It passed only by a few votes. The Senate passed our bill with 86 votes. So we knew ours was bipartisan. We wrote a bill that was mostly the Senate bill in the end. The House barely passed it this week. The Senate passed it again, this time 87 votes. We got an additional vote from the first time. And it will go to the President now. So I would be shocked if he doesn't sign it. I think he doesn't really follow agriculture much. He's obviously made those mistakes with the way he's done tariffs and how that's hurt particularly soybean farmers in our part of the country. So he's a big city guy that doesn't pay much attention to agriculture, but he sees this vote coming out of the House and Senate, and I think he'll sign it.